Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Light of Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again. It is exactly 9 days to the end of the month of September. And September started when? Like 3 days ago. And now we are almost at the end of the first ember month of 2022. What's up? I trust your Monday went well. I trust your Monday started off on a good note. And if it didn't, no worries. This is another day to do good. This is another day to smash your goals on your to-do list, to tick things off your to-do lists. What would we be talking about today on the podcast? Deep down, I believe that I have said something about this in time past. I just have that feeling. And honestly, I feel I'm lazy to check if indeed I have done something like this on the podcast before. So I'm just going to, you know, do it again or for the first time, as the case may be. Yes, a lot of times, and I always start talking about the issue on the podcast with a lot of times, but stay with me. A lot of times we want to begin something, we want to start a new phase, we want to get into, you know, a new project, and it requires us to chill. It requires us to be in a period of waiting, and that waiting period can be so annoying, because on one hand you're like, okay, I'm supposed to wait. What am I supposed to do while I wait? What am I supposed to be doing in this period? What am I supposed to be in this phase? Because in the original plan, there is no provision for where I currently am. I'm just supposed to, you know, move from one point to another point to another point. No provision is made for, okay, whilst I'm waiting in this, in between 2 points, I can do XYZ stuff or I can do ABC stuff. And I'm here to tell you what you can do while you wait. The waiting period is not a time for relaxation. It's not a time for being inactive or taking a break. The waiting period is for restoring energy, first of all. The waiting period is for, that is even the most time where we are active. The waiting period should be the time where we are most active, because in our waiting period, if we get inactive, our mind may begin to, you know, wonder, why exactly am I doing this thing? Why exactly am I venturing into this project? And if you are in an ideal state, an ideal state where you are not actively processing thoughts as regards that project that you are working on, you might just feel discouraged and the end of the project. For other people, the waiting period is a period where they pray. Yes, because energy is something that is needed for projects. Energy is something that is needed for tasks. And if you do not have energy, that waiting period is a time for you to, you know, actually get energy. So for some people, they pray. For some people, they talk to their community and get insights on things. Whatever you do during your waiting period, do not be caught idle. Do not be caught doing nothing, because it would really, really tell when that period is over. That is last past that period. A lot of people do not see past their waiting period because whilst they were in that period, they did not do anything that would, you know, make them survive that period. The waiting period is not a time for chilling. The waiting period is not a time for sleeping. Daniel, but yeah, while we sleep and chill, we get energy. Okay, so you are chilling every day during that period. You are sleeping and resting every day during that period. The waiting period is a period for generating energy. The waiting period is a period for generating capacity, because the journey ahead of you is bigger or greater than what you have just accomplished. Do not see the waiting period as a time to celebrate one mighty accomplishment or conquest that you have just finished. No. See it as an opportunity to say, okay, I have been able to do this up to this point. I need to develop myself in these areas while I wait, so that by the time I'm out of this period, I can work in this other capacity to accomplish greater stuff. Do not see the waiting period as a time for a self-celebratory mode. Do not go into self-celebratory mode during waiting periods, because the waiting period, like I said from the very beginning, is very dangerous. A lot of things could go wrong in the waiting period, and a lot of things can also go right in the waiting period. Depends on what you do in these periods. So, as we've come to the end of this episode, what would you do in your waiting period? What would you do while you wait in between points? Would you chill, or would you generate capacity? Would you be found relaxing and at your most complacent state, or would you be found generating energy to accomplish better stuff? I really hope this episode made sense to you. If you know anyone who would also want to listen, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, ciao.